and I don't even think I listen to it that much. So I don't know what that says about my other listening habits. Clearly, I'm not as enthusiastic as I thought I was about other music, but I will not be posting that. But I will be looking at everyone else's and making value judgments.
As you should. That's what it's there for. Well, because why else are you posting your Spotify on your story than to be judged?
That's what I'm saying.
True. And that's as someone who did, in fact, post it.
Oh.
I think it's like a fun public personality test. It's like Myers-Briggs, but for indie people.
Yeah. Yeah, it is fun. It's fun to be like, oh.
Yeah, I guess it's like something like, you know, for most of the year, our data is for the corporations. And it's like at the end of the year, we get a little bit of a gift back. Here's your data for you.
Presented with fun colors and little background music.
Yeah.
Wow. So what is your streaming/music listening platform of choice, if you have one?
I've usually, if I'm listening to something, I might be like working or doing chores. So I'll throw on a DJ on YouTube, so a DJ set.
Do you have any favorites?
I really like Tinzo from Book Club Radio.
Book Club Radio is awesome.
Yeah, so Tinzo is one of the co-founders.
Wow.
And Book Club Radio was in Vancouver actually a few weeks ago, and I went, and it was great.
It was in Vancouver?
Yeah,
where was it?
The Belmont.
Oh, that's Tinzo. Okay, this person's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm literally looking at like the, I just looked them up and it was like, I'm partway through their video, like their most popular.
Yeah, anytime they release a new one, I'm there.
So if we were to get your YouTube wrapped, your number one artist would be Tinzo?
Oh, probably. And then just a lot of K-pop.
That's so fair. That's so fair.
And what would yours be?
What would my top artist
Your top artist. What were your top artists?
Wow, okay. Well, I'm going to tell the people because, my top artist was Alex G, which I was not surprised about, and then Claro, and then I forget who was, and then it was like Tanuka-chan, who's this really cool like shoegaze artist from LA, I think, but I wasn't like, this is so inaccurate that I'm mad, but I was also like, I don't know if I feel like this is descriptive of what I've been listening to all year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I had the exact same thing where it's like, I have so many like small Vancouver bands I'll listen to, but I'll listen to like one of their songs. So they don't show up in my Wrapped at all, even if I listen to it a lot, because it's like, oh, but then there's just an artist that I listen to like three of their songs versus one. And then it's like, well, I guess that's technically statistically correct then, that is my top artist, but I don't feel like it is.
Yes, it's correct in numbers, but not in, like, heart.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Yeah. Who was your top artist, if you want to share?
I think my top artist was Charlie, and then it was Chapel Roan, which was
nothing
the summer.
Nothing wrong with that.
It was and there's nothing wrong with that, but it was so summer. And I mean, not to say that I don't still pop them on every once in a while, like more so Chapel than Charlie. But like, I would say it was so emblematic of the summer. And I was surprised to see them so high, I guess just because I listened to more music in the summer, because I was not frantically doing classwork and running between classes.
That is so fair.
Mm-hmm.
That is so fair.
Yeah, I think I heard a lot of people say the same kind of thing, where it's like, oh, this is more it speaks more to like earlier in the year, like summer, and then like their fall and winter listening habits just aren't really showing through.
And am I only a little upset because I wanted to have a more publicly appealing taste profile? Maybe, but I won't examine that.
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to. We can, we're creating the narrative right now. We're the media.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. And if I never post mine, did I even have one?
Exactly.
If a Spotify Wrapped is posted to the story, but no one is around to see it, did it
make
posted?
A sound?
Mm-hmm.
Online,
yeah.
You and I are the same.
Wow. Wow, that was profound. We're going to let you chew on that, and we're going to hit you with some show promos and PSAs. So stay tuned for those, and we will talk to you shortly. ¶¶
For your oral listening pleasure, please join me, Marguerite, Sundays at 9 a.m. for Classical Chaos, classical music from around the world, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. We'll see you then.
As temperatures begin to dip, the city is opening additional shelter beds and warming centers. The city provides a range of temporary shelters, extreme weather response shelters, warming centers, and daytime service centers. Some temporary shelters include Evelyn Saller Center and 10th Avenue Church, whereas the extreme weather response shelters are the Belkin House, Marpole Neighborhood House, Commercial Hastings EWR, Directions Youth Services Shelter, and warming centers can be found in Chinatown Peace Church, St. Mary's Church, Osborne Shelter, as well as additional locations. For more information, visit the City of Vancouver's webpage, specifically in the Shelters and Winter Response Strategy, vancouver.ca/people-programs/shelters.aspx. ASPX.
Looking for the perfect night out? UBC Fashion Club is bringing the ultimate throwback party to Beaumont Studios on Thursday, December 7th.
Indie Sleaze Night!
A 19-plus rave from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. What's Indie Sleaze? It's a time machine to the wild Tumblr and MySpace days, when messy eyeliner, thrifted graphic tees, and pure unfiltered fun ruled the scene.
We've got a killer DJ lineup featuring DJ Trustworthy, Leo, Nick, and DJ Crown Jewel, spinning a variety of styles all night long.
And the dress code? Anything goes. Skinny jeans, bleached roots, vintage jackets, bring your best Indie Sleaze energy and show us what you've got. Tickets are selling fast, so hit the link in our Instagram bio at FashionClubUBC now to grab yours. Indie Sleaze Night, happening Thursday, December 7th at Beaumont Studios from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. Get ready to party like it's 2012. Don't miss it.
We are UBC Electronica, and we love electronic music such as...
Run for them life when I step into the jungle.
We offer DJ workshops, open decks, pop-up parties, and more. Follow our socials such as Instagram, Discord, or join us through email ubcelectronica@gmail.com.
All right, we are back, and Matthew has selected a song to play for you all. If you'd like to introduce it and explain why you chose it.
Oh, yes. This is Skipping Town by Wiles. It's a bit of a shill. I have my friends in the band, and I've been listening to it a lot. They've only got two songs out on Spotify right now, but I'd be bumping both of them. So
amazing. And now the whole Greater Vancouver area will be bumping.
Beautiful.
Wiles. All right. Here we go. This is Skipping Town by Wiles.
I wanna picture you dead in the ditch somewhere with
All right. And that was Skipping Town by Wiles. If you like their stuff, they've got one other song out right now, and they are releasing a new song this Friday on streaming platforms. I'm a fake friend because I don't remember the name of it, but keep an eye out for that.
Okay, so this next song is a Korean song. It's by an artist named Jannabi. He's been a longtime favorite of mine, especially this song. His band was an indie group for a very long time. And I just really... this is a song that I really want to see performed live, because the live version is, in his words too, always... it has more energy. It's just better. So yeah, this is Baby, I Need You by Jannabi.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
All right, welcome back. Would you like to describe that song?
Yes, so that was Baby, I Need You by Jannabi, a longtime indie band in Korea.
And you're saying that they prefer to play that live?
Oh yeah, the front man has definitely said he himself prefers their live version.
Do they have any recorded like live version that they've released?
Oh yeah, you can find their live performances on YouTube.
Okay, I feel like sometimes artists will release like a live version of their music that they have a recorded version of, and it's just like sometimes it's just so much better. Like,
yeah, definitely.
With so much love, I say that. All right, any